On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Friday the 9th of August. It's Red Nose Day today as well, saving little lives. To the birthdays we go with Rod Laver, the former Australian tennis champ, 81 years old today. Sam Elliott, the American actor, is 75. Melanie Griffith, US actress, used to be married to Antonio Banderas and the mother to Dakota Johnson, she's 62. Barton Lynch, the former Australian surfer, is 56. Gillian Anderson, US actress, one half of Mulder and Scully. Yeah, she's Dana Scully. She's 51 today. Eric Banner, the Australian actor, starred in loads of things like The Hulk and Black Hawk Down, but I'll never forget him as Poyter.
Poyter!
From Comedy Company.
Of course.
He's 51 today. Emma Harrison, the New Zealand actress who played Joanna Hartman in Neighbours, is also 51. And Audrey Tautou, the French actress who starred as Coco Chanel in Coco and also in Emily, she's 43.
It was on this day in 1483 that the Sistine Chapel in Italy was consecrated.
One of the things on my bucket list, Gunners, is to stand under the Sistine Chapel and look at the beautiful artwork of Michelangelo.
Well, go on then. Off you go.
Bye. Gold was discovered near the Victorian town of Ballarat on this day in 1851.
The first escalator was patented on this day in 1859.
Tarzan's grip, the glue, was trademarked and registered in Australia in 1935.
This guy.
My weariness amazes me. I am branded on my feet.
That's Bob Dylan, right?
No, it's Robert Zimmerman.
It's Bob Dylan.
Who changed his name to Bob Dylan on this day in 1962.
Nice. Wings recorded this song in 1977. Of course, if you didn't know, that's the Mull of Kintyre.
The first mobile phone call in Australia was made on Australia's first public mobile network built by Telecom back in the day. That was 1981.
It was made in Melbourne, by the way, a car phone system weighing multiple kilograms.
And speaking about old technology,
the first mini disc was launched in Sydney on this day in 1993.
Yeah, it was the world's first recordable and erasable digital audio disc.
Nice.
Don't see many of those these days, do you?
And that's on this day, Friday the 9th of August, Red Nose Day.